Here's a thought I'll title, Reflected versus Transmitted. I've come to believe in the last dozen years or so that the most fundamental and important decision we make when producing our image-based artwork, I specifically am not using the word photograph, the most important decision we make is not what camera we use, is not where we choose to stand, as Ansel Adams suggested, is not where we place the tripod, is not what lens we use. It's not whether we photograph in black and white or color. Those are all important decisions, don't get me wrong. But the most fundamental and important decision we make when producing our work is whether we want it seen via reflected or transmitted light, because the viewing experience between these two is as different can be. Let me put it in perhaps slightly more accessible terms. The most fundamental decision we make is whether or not our work is going to be seen in a print, which is reflected light, or on a phone, a tablet, or a computer screen, which is transmitted light. The dynamic range of these two is as different can be. The quality of white is as different can be. The physicality of viewing a print, not requiring an external machine, is as different can be when we have to hand-hold our phone or our tablet or sit in front of our computer. That is the fundamental decision, and everything else is a consequence of that. I suspect lots of photographers have come to the same conclusion because I know many photographers who make a version of their image, processing-wise, lightness, darkness, contrast, detail, etc. They make a version for print and a separate version for being seen on the computer because they inherently know the two media are different as different can be. Now, it might seem as though the obvious question is, which one is better? And I'm not sure that's an answerable question. I'm not even sure it's an important question. Maybe it's because of my age. I lived and grew up in the age of the physical print. And as I've said so many times before, if there wasn't a print, there wasn't a photograph. So I love prints. I love the printed pages of lens work. But I have to admit, some projects, some images, some portfolios look better on the screen by using that extra dynamic range, particularly with high-definition screens that have incredible amounts of detail, very wide color gamuts, much brighter whites, much deeper blacks. Sometimes I really do prefer a screen presentation for my work rather than a print. I kind of feel guilty about that because of my history and when I grew up in photography, but I can't deny it. When I look at the print and look at the screen of the same image at the same size, many times I think the screen looks better. It gives me a more satisfying viewer experience. But at other times, I look at the screen and I think the machine makes it cumbersome. I don't want to have to hold a tablet in my hand. And certainly when it comes to scale, prints win easily because they can be much bigger than the average laptop screen or phone or tablet, though not necessarily bigger than a high-definition TV. I've seen some of my photographs on 60-inch TV screens. They look spectacular. What an odd problem our generation has that previous generations of photographers didn't have. The fact that we have it means we need to think very carefully about how we produce our work, the medium with which we produce our work, the way we process it based on various media, and quite honestly, does the image look best in transmitted light or reflected light?
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.